Tulip. Trouble sleeping through the night, shaken awake, still dark, by a dream of a friend of mine and my girlfriend sitting together side by side at the foot of my bed like two angels in a painted picture in the Bible, as if watching over me. In the dream, he was old and she was young, and both of them were sad and troubled looking, with great beneficent concern in their watchful eyes. But then they began to make furious love to each other, and I rose up, wide awake, shocked and shaking, soaking wet in a cold, sour sweat, and walked down the hallway to take a pee. There was just enough light from the window to see the bowl without the light on. A robin sang in harmony to the animal joy of my voiding bladder. I was up and wasn't going back to the sack, not to a dream like that. A friend of mine, asleep between a foamy and a blanket, took up the middle of my living room floor, and as I stepped over him, he opened his eyes. They were deeply benevolent, as in the dream, and I gasped. "What's up?" he said. "Going out," I said. "What time is it?" "About 5:30.
"Put some ice on that eye of yours," he said.
"Yeah, right." My trumpet lay crushed in the corner by the door. It looked as if someone had run over it with a car. "Why are you wearing your bicycle helmet?" I said. But my friend was already asleep again, answering my question with a farty snore. I shut the door behind me and walked down the stairs to the front porch on the main floor of the house, and down another set of stairs to the sidewalk. Plum blossoms drifted like pink snow, blowing down the streets of Victoria. I walked down Moss Street to Dallas Road, the sky becoming blue where seagulls wheel and cry, and a molten orange Buddha bubble of sun rises from the black water. Blue mountains, blue water. I was shivering, hands in pants pockets, refreshed that I was one with a new day, the first day, and not laid out somewhere on some stone tablet stone dead. I walked up Beacon Hill and down into the park, still dark, the dark grass soaking in the bright dew, where the crying is peacocks. I walked into a flower bed, and snapping the stem close to the wet earth, stole a deep purple tulip, before turning and walking out of the park and into James Bay. I left the tulip in a gumboot on Ms. Sugarlick's enclosed front porch. The screen door latch snapped at my exit. At the corner, I turned and looked back, guilty as salt, shamefully naked, made out of flesh and desire. Where is my baby this morning? Where was my baby last night? I suspected a crisis of spirit about to swallow me as into a whale, and I walked back through the park to a Cook Street coffee shop for the morning papers and a double Americano. I sat by a window, face to face with a madman who stared back at me from the glass, his right eye swollen shut like a split plum, like a crushed trumpet, like angels screwing at the foot of the bed. I wanted a clear plan of action, but only had so much with which to work. It was anybody's guess what had happened last night, and my eye was really beginning to hurt. I pulled a letter from my pocket. It was a contract to go to New Orleans and play in the clubs there for a week in May. I pulled out a pen and signed it. And down the street, past the window, the blossoms blew. Flowers everywhere. Even the clouds in the blue sky foaming like plum blossoms of necessity, fecundity, the sweet, fetid plague of spring. Tissues, angels, blossoms running wild in the streets, abandoning consciousness to desire, to the ache of knowing that everything and anything tangible is too beautiful and too free to have any meaning or worth beyond the wasting moment. And yes, 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 especially love, that most fragile flower. just blows away amidst all this flowering. My name is Lewis King. I play trumpet. My girlfriend is insane, and so am I.